From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. First, the biggest private sector employer in America today released results that exceeded the expectations of analysts. Walmart's stock, after this profit report, is up in early trading. It's up 6.2%. While there's been some aggressive sales going on at Walmart, the retail giant had previously announced that it will be raising prices on some items online to drive people to their physical locations. This underscores Walmart's biggest challenge, taking on the online retail space while at the same time trying to keep the profits up. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
Walmart's latest strategy has been to provide better service, lower cost, and more options for busy, price-conscious shoppers like Kathy Wilder. She loves ordering online, then picking the stuff up at the store with a discount.
So then I don't have to go roaming around the store to get with two kids. I can just go in, get the item, and leave.
Walmart has to find the sweet spot between saving shoppers time and money online and making enough money itself. Retail analyst Jan Rogers-Niffen says online retailing with delivery costs and big warehouse expenses can eat into margins. But
on the other hand, if you don't go online, your customers go someplace else. That someplace else is generally regarded as Amazon.
Walmart's online sales are up 60% year on year. That's partly through acquiring low-price online retailer Jet.com and also by raising prices where it can, just as Amazon does. The test, says Niffen, will be keeping customers and shareholders happy. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.